Hello, everybody, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and we're going to start off with the new radio show called Discali. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. But before I get started, I want to acknowledge that we are situated and broadcasting on the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territory of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. But before I get fully into it and into this amazing album, I want to firstly introduce what this show is. So welcome to Discali, everyone. Again, one more time, my name's Oliver. I'm going to be your show host. And we basically just talk about all things music. That includes vinyls, albums, concerts, artists, you name it. I will probably love to talk about it. And today I have with me a wonderful friend of mine. Her name is Sydney. I'm going to let her introduce herself, but she's going to help me run through this awesome album with me. So hi, Sydney. How are you?
I'm doing good today, and I'm very excited to be here. I'm looking forward to the show.
Awesome. I'm also super excited. I'm a little bit nervous, I'm not going to lie. First time actually running a radio show. But, I mean, honestly, yeah, we're just going to treat it like a bit of a conversation. But I think we should get started. I'm really, really super excited. So for today's episode, we have chosen the awesome and amazing album that I think we have a lot to talk about today, especially today, December 1st, but we have chosen the album of Beyoncé's Renaissance. So we're going to hop on to a little bit more mainstream music today and then finish off with an artist that I recently discovered, but we'll get into that a little bit later. So, Sydney, how did you feel when you first listened to the Renaissance album?
I loved it, and I especially was very excited since Oliver and I went to her concert together in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And so I listened to the album. I don't know, all the music is just incredible. Each song is very unique as well. So
yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I feel like unique is going to be the word of the day, 100%. But yeah, no, I felt the exact same way when I listened to the Renaissance album for the first time. It was just so transformative, I kind of want to say, and I think that was kind of the point that Beyoncé kind of wanted to transmit to her audience, just kind of that, you know, I don't really know, like transformation, a renaissance, a rebirth of, I guess, society. So I don't know if you knew this, but Beyoncé's Renaissance album was actually written during quarantine, during the whole COVID pandemic in like early 2020, or I think she had the process going during the early 2020s, which honestly, like now that I think of it, it's like so many great albums came out of the quarantine. It's like if one thing came out of that horrendous pandemic, it was good music. I feel like everyone really had the creative mindset on. But yeah, so a little bit about Beyoncé. I feel like everyone kind of knows Beyoncé, but if we should talk about it a little bit. The Renaissance is her 7th solo album. Kind of crazy, no? I know, it's like she's been around for a minute, but like she also like weirdly seems a little bit young in my head. But yeah, so it's the 7th. Solo album of Beyoncé, and it's just taken over the world. I don't think she has ever not killed it in an album. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree. Like her music, I mean, she's from Destiny's Child to all of her solo albums. Like she's just such an incredible musician.
Yeah.
So many amazing projects, collaborations, solo work. Like she's phenomenal.
I mean, I know.
She's an amazing performer as well. Like she's just so talented in so many different ways.
No, we'll totally get into that. We'll totally get into like the whole performance section of Beyoncé's Renaissance tour. But like, yeah, like you mentioned, honestly, like the Lemonade album, as Adele said, the Lemonade album, it's monumental. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, let's talk a little bit about Renaissance. So I feel like Renaissance is like really disco leaning. I feel like that's kind of a given in the album. We'll check that out a little bit more. But like, yeah, like the whole aesthetic around the Renaissance is just disco, funk, you know, all of those genres mixed together. Because we know that Beyoncé is an R&B soul artist, but she also kind of includes some rap in there. It's like she really just said, I'm going to experiment with music and that's just how it's going to work. And I think she did a great job with that. But I feel like we should talk a little bit about the album itself. So the album in total has 16 songs, which I think is a very good amount. It's, I feel like, the perfect amount of music. She does have, I don't want to say interludes, but like a couple of short songs. And then she has one really long song. And that one's called Virgo's Groove. It actually spans 6 minutes, which is kind of insane because you don't really feel like it if you're just like dancing and all that. But yeah, I think we should get into like the first song. I could literally just keep talking about the album itself and Beyonce in general, but I feel like we should get into the actual first song of the album. So to introduce this album, Beyonce gives us an amazing song called I'm That Girl. And I mean, how could we explain it? Just like a little bit of an introduction. I feel like she's just trying to introduce herself as who she is, no? Like,
as that girl.
As that girl, yeah.
I love this song as well as a lot of her other ones. Like, I was listening to it literally this morning as I was walking to the bus stop. Like, it's kind of a good one. Like,
right? Yeah, like a little stretch.
Day, a little
yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. No, I completely agree with you. Like, Beyonce's I'm That Girl is just that girl. I feel like, yeah. But anyway, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we're going to start off with I'm That Girl by Beyonce.
Look so good, 'cause I'm in there. You know all these songs sound good, 'cause I'm on there.
All right. Now, welcome back. That was Beyonce's first song off the album called I'm That Girl. I think we should talk about it a little bit. I mean, how did you feel, Sydney, about that song?
So this song was the first one that I ever listened to from the album, since I listened to it in order and it's like right at the top.
Right.
And I love it. It's really, I know it's, again, a very energizing song for me. A really nice yeah. one to listen to, like, on your way out, on your way doing something.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you're having a little energy lull. It kind of gets you going again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I totally feel it. I personally, like, really, really like the beat in the back, like the doom, doom, doom. Like, that will always get me in my mood. I feel so, like, powerful when I listen to that song.
Vocal harmonies as well, like the different layering. And
the layering of the song is honestly like insane. She's a god for that. I'm not gonna lie, it's not easy to harmonize with yourself. But let's talk about a little bit about the concert. So we both went to the Renaissance concert, and I want to get into the concert just because she did open up the concert with, I forget how like they labeled it, but like slower songs from her older albums. And then when she got into the Renaissance, she obviously opened with I'm That Girl after giving us a bit of an interlude. And I remember when I first listened, I mean, you were there. I remember when I first listened to the little like background voice of the like the Do you remember my scream at that? Like, it was terrifying. The scream, it was a screech. Like,
it came from like your soul.
No, like, it was coming out of like everything. That was from within. Like, that was intentional, aggressive, a little bit violent. I'm not gonna lie, my scream was there. But I'm That Girl is like, I think, the perfect introduction to the album itself. And unfortunately, I did have to pause it before it transitioned because. How many transitions are in this album?
So many.
Like, when you go from, like, one song to the other, like, from I'm That Girl into Cozy, like, it just, it kind of, like, it hits you like a train. You're just like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe the music just changed. Yeah. But it's honestly insane. And we'll explore a little bit of those transitions later. But before that, I want to get into talking a bit about the vinyl. And I think I can like take the lead a little bit here. But for the vinyl pressing of the Renaissance album, it was on my wish list forever. And it wasn't until my best friend actually bought it for me for my birthday and I fell in love with it. So there is actually two versions of the vinyl. There is the collector's edition, which is like a box set, and it comes with two LPs, and they're 180 grams, which means like they're heavy. It's a solid LP. It's hefty. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, especially when like vinyls are overproduced, they can kind of be a little bit lighter, but they made sure that this one would like not break. So it comes with a double LP, and I really like the album itself because it comes as well with a poster, and it's huge. I haven't been able to put it up in my room because God knows where I have space. So it comes with that, and then like a small little booklet of all the lyrics of every single song, and it's like a photo shoot of her Renaissance, which Beyonce, we are waiting for that photo shoot to be released. We are waiting for the visuals. I know in the concert you said that we are the visuals, but like, I kind of want the visuals. I don't know about you. I kind of want the music videos for it. It was really cool to open it up and see all these really cool photos of Beyonce. Like I talked, it was the double LP. There is actually one more pressing, or one more, I guess, version or edition of the vinyl itself. And it's the alternative cover, which was the online exclusive. I actually was able to find it on Facebook Marketplace. And no, I did not buy it. I really want to, but it's actually being resold for like a fair price. I mean, it's obviously not face value, because face value would be about maybe $50-$60. So they're selling it at $90, but I went to this vinyl store once and they were selling it for about $200.
My God, that is a commitment.
I was gonna say, that was a commitment, and I don't know if I would pay that much money. I mean, I have paid a fair amount of money for a vinyl, but I don't know about $200. I feel like that might be a little too much.
You have
but
to draw the line somewhere.
For Beyonce, I gotta draw the line, because like, even then, it's like, it's not a collector's edition, so it doesn't come with a poster, it doesn't come with like the little lyric book, it just comes with like the two LPs, and it's just an alternative cover. And like, I love you, Beyonce, again, can't stress that enough, but I couldn't really find it be, you know, too worth it. But anyway, I think we should get into this next song. So like I said, all of these songs go like in a really cool specific order, so they can all transition to each other. And I think honestly, let's play it. I think the next song that I want to play is called Cozy. Cozy honestly just transmits such like a political message, at the same time as being like such a bop, and you know, you want to dance to it. And the reason I say this is because, like, I mean, you'll see it yourself in the song, so I think we should play it first, but it just transmits about the message about being cozy and confident in your own skin, and I think that's really important, especially coming from, like, a society that's, like, you know, progressing in, like, the queer community, progressing in accepting everyone for whoever you are. I think this is a really great, empowering song for any individual that does not feel confident yet, And, you know, it'll get you there. So I think let's just get into it. So this is Cozy by Beyoncé. And when we get back, we will debrief a little bit and then go into the next couple songs. It's a reminder.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
All right, and we are back. Yeah, I mean, Cozy.
This is one of my like favorite songs on the album, so I'm very happy that we're playing it today and sharing it with all of you, since, I don't know, it just has, as Oliver mentioned earlier, like such a good message, mm-hmm. such a good beat, like mm-hmm. it's very like fun song that also has yeah. a good message, so yeah. it's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, Sydney. I will say I did play the clean version, obviously. And I think that if you're able to listen to the full original version, of course, like, make sure you're okay with that. Maybe you have, like, parental guidance if you are of younger age. But, I mean, I think that she really does use all of the words correctly to really, you know, feel empowered sometimes. Because I feel like sometimes even, like, explicit words, they really just make you feel like, you know what? Yeah, I'm that person. But, yeah, I think for me, the beginning of the song, like the little like this a reminder,
yeah.
She's basically saying like this is a reminder that you are confident, you are gonna kill it, you be your own self in society, and you're just gonna, you know, succeed. Again, like, and like there's a couple lyrics in there like she's a god, she's a hero, like, yep,
she survived all she's been through,
yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly, like she's lethal, she's confident, she's comfort, you know. And if you didn't know this, but in the song Cozy, she actually goes into basically say all the colors of the pride flag. She kind of just throws them in there, saying red, orange, lemon, as in like limoncello, which is yellow, black, you know, white, all the colors are basically depicted there so that you can kind of like picture yourself like a pride flag, which is honestly like great. And I think out of this, maybe out of all of the songs in the actual Renaissance album, I think this is like the most black empowerment song, because like even in the background, like you can hear someone be like, I'm black, I'm dark skinned, I'm like, yeah, yeah, you are, and that's good. But yeah, like there are some amazing transitions in both songs. I mean, I'm That Girl goes into Cozy goes into Alien Superstar, and then we have a break before we get into Cuff It. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, I mean that song is just, oh God, it's amazing. But let's talk a little bit about Alien Superstar. So Alien Superstar is actually a sampled song. So the beginning when it says like, please make room like for the DJ booth. I can't remember exactly the lyrics, but that's actually part of a sampled song. But I think Alien Superstar is the first introduction that we get into kind of like this disco genre. I mean, it's just a really, really cool song. And again, she proceeds to go into this idea of being the only one, being unique. And I think that comes up like mainly in the song, like Alien Superstar. The beat drop before the chorus, I think it is, goes so hard. And like I wish we had time to play the entire album and play every single song, but it's just it's amazing. Like personally for me, it's like I love every single part of that song. But going down the track list a little bit, I mean, I feel like everyone has heard Cuff It. Cuff It was a trending song on TikTok. I'm sure you've probably seen it.
Either, even if you think that you haven't heard it, I'm sure if you listen to it, there'll be like a section of it that you heard like on TikTok.
Yeah.
Or somewhere. Like, it's a really great song with a lot of really nice like individual sections, and mm-hmm. it has a cohesive unit as well. Like, I love it.
Yeah. And I think it's also like the rise of the, I don't know if I want to call it slang, but maybe of the word being cuffed. You know, with like being in a relationship, you know, it's cuffing season. I mean, we heard that with SZA. We heard that little bit, like that little beat. But yeah, I mean, mainly the song is just about being cuffed and, you know, being cuffing season, you know, being in love and falling for someone. And yeah, she kind of just talks about like anywhere, anytime she is ready for a relationship. And I mean, it's awesome. But yeah, again, a little bit going down the track list, we have our first, I guess it's called interlude. At my first actual listen of the album, I had this song at my number one, and I actually do want to play the interlude, and it will be going into the main number one hit single of the album, which is called Break My Soul. And I feel we can start off the introduction of the transitions in the song. So it goes from energy into Break My Soul, which is awesome. And I think we should get just like introduce a bit energy. So energy is, like I said, an interlude technically, because it's about like a minute and a half. It is the shortest song off of the album, but like the transition goes, it goes crazy.
The transitions, like she put work into making the songs, but like making an album.
And I honestly think that's a really good point that you bring up, Sydney, because albums, I feel like sometimes artists can get caught up a lot in like wanting to like put out one hit wonders and just singles. But making an album cohesive and making it actually feel like a whole story is really important for the listeners. I mean, specifically for me, because I listen to them front to back. I don't just pick out the songs. But Energy is featuring an artist called Beam, and it's like a strutting song. Again, I mean, a lot of the songs on this album is a strutting song. But I feel like the main thing that came out of the song was the mute challenge.
Yes, the mute challenge.
Oh God.
We did this at the concert.
Yeah.
Our section did not do a really great job, but we tried.
Vancouver tried. I mean, Vancouver tried. We did not win, and that's okay.
That's fair.
We tried. We know we're glad that she came to Vancouver in the first place. Yeah. But yeah, the mute challenge. You'll see. There's a lyric where she says, "Look around, everybody on mute, and everyone's supposed to mute." So
you're supposed to stay mute until she starts singing again.
Yeah.
And she pauses for a little while.
Yeah.
And, you know, people get a little
a little excited. Yeah. Excited. I mean, it's also really hard to hold it for 8 counts because I think it's about 8 counts.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's a long time.
Yeah, because you're like, okay, like Beyonce's right there. The crowd's going crazy. I'm like, I'm supposed to stay quiet and stay put. Yeah. Like, I'll do it for you, Beyonce, but like, there's a limit to how much I can like stay quiet. But yeah, something I really liked about Energy is, I don't know if you've seen the Spider-Verse, but in Marvel's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, there's like these like in the soundtrack, there's these specific like distorted sounds, which I found to actually be also in the song Energy. And I feel like if you know the movie, check it and maybe you can pinpoint it out. But it's something I recently discovered, which is really, really cool because I think that really adds to like this like really like experimental genre that Beyoncé's going into. And like I said, Energy is going to go into Break My Soul. Which is the number one Billboard top 100 song everyone has heard. And again, it's super danceable. The voice layering in that song is insane. And I mean, the title basically just talks about what the song is. It's don't break me. Don't break my soul.
Break my soul.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a great song.
So I think we should just fully get into it. We're going to start off with Energy featuring Beam. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Beyonce with Energy into Break My Soul.
On stage rocking out stir crazy, Coco flow like 1980s. Come lit still, I drop lazy. None of that maybe energy. Energy, energy.
Just 5, vote now 45, don't get out of line. Yeah, ooh, 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 pick a side. Only double lines we cross is dollar signs. Yeah, ooh, 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 hold up, wait. I hear you just got paid, make it rain. Energy, she my Cancun, he my be waving the room, the crowd gon' move. Look around, everybody on mute. Look around, it's me and my group. Big energy.
We was on stop mode, got froze, froze from page Vogue. No pause, check too much, bro, clip on load. That's that Kodak energy. 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 Yeah, yeah.
Camera go pop, 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 pop. Keep them waiting like that, 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 that. Ooh la la la. That's the way them boys sound when I walk through the black, black, black. Then I oozy that doozy. Shut, shut, shut. Chillin', mindin' our business. Poppin' our pain and champagne through the ceiling. Sippin' it up, flickin' it up. All this good energy got you all in your feelings, feelings. I'm crazy, I'm swearing, I'm daring. Your man staring. I just entered the country with derringers. Cause them Karens just turned into terrorists.
We was on stop mode, got froze, froze from no pause, check too much, bro, click on load. That's that Kodak energy. 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 Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big soul. Take off the slow. Spin it, bust it up, I'm about to make it go.
release the time, release the train, release the stress, release the love, forget the rest.
Snap, there's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with the yak in your mouth. And we back outside. We said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
I mean, how was that? I mean, wasn't it just absolutely amazing? But yeah, that's like the main, I mean, main part I wanted to for you guys to listen was like the transition of the song from energy into Break My Soul. And like, and it was really, really cool because they kept the beat. And I mean, the original beat in energy is kind of like Afro beat leaning a little bit into like a Latin beat, like the little, but I mean, like, both, you know, complement each other. And they keep that beat going for the song Break My Soul. And then, I mean, Break My Soul is just like, I wanted to get up and dance right now. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I mean, that was just an awesome song. But I think we should proceed going down the track list a little bit into Church Girl. All right, Sydney.
So Church Girl is my favorite song on the album. If you were over 18 or have parental permission, I very strongly recommend listening to the original version of it. Like, I love it. It has such a good vibe. Such a good song to dance to. It is so, so much fun. So I very strongly recommend it.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning of the song, it kind of, there's a bit of like a gospel introduction to it. It's like one person kind of introducing it. It is part of a sampled song. And then the beat drop just, hits like a train. Like the beat drop just hits like a train and you just get into it. And actually, Church Girl is the story of like a survivor. And it's just about, you know, trying to move on from experiences that, you know, are not great. But yeah, like it's a great song. Like you said, it's a lot of fun. It's very danceable. But yeah, it's, of course, it's like that message of transmitting of like moving on. But the next song, Plastic Off the Sofa, It's a really nice song. I always say this to people whenever I listen to music. For me, I love a good bass. I love a bass that I can fall back onto in case like I'm offbeat, in case like anything. Like I love a good bass is basically the message that I want to transmit. But yeah, the song Plastic Off the Sofa is a love song. It's about, you know, falling in love with someone, being honest with them, and them being honest with you. And it's just a song about, like, you know, a relationship being two ways. It's part of the whole, I mean, yeah, it's part of like the whole aspect of being in a relationship. I mean, what do you think?
Like, it kind of goes in line with some of her other songs on the album, like Cuff It as well, mm-hmm. where there's that kind of like theme of like being in a relationship and mm-hmm. happy and everything.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like we get it.
Yeah.
It must be nice.
It's a bit of a love letter, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But we'll get into Plastic Off the Sofa and then we'll just talk about it a bit more and keep going down the tracks. But yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Plastic Off the Sofa by Beyoncé.
Well, I know you can't help but to be yourself around me, yourself around me now. And I know nobody's perfect, so I'll let you be, I'll let you be. It's the way you weigh your emotions on both of your sleeves.
I like it, babe.
I like it, babe.
It's
want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
Awesome. Yeah, let's talk a little bit quickly about Plastic Off the Sofa. I think like the main outlook I took of the song is just her incredible runs. I mean, we were just talking about this right now as we were listening to the song. The runs that she can produce is out of this world. It's, I mean, there's a lot of artists that can do like amazing runs. Like, I mean, Ariana Grande can do awesome runs, vocal runs. But I mean, no one can do it like Beyonce. I don't know. I mean, it just creates chills. Like it's got me like feeling some type of way. But yeah, let's get into a little bit more of the track list, a bit going down. As you could tell with as how the song was finishing, like, you know, it kind of took a bit of a beat, like the beat was picking up a little bit. That's because it was going into Virgo's Groove, which is another amazing transition to a song. Do you know why it's called Virgo's Groove, Sydney?
I think I do. So her Beyonce's astrological star sign, she is a Virgo.
Yeah, she is.
Which also was for the concert that Ollie and I went to. It was during Virgo season. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce put that, so she did her whole thing where she told people to wear silver and like dress up in lots of silver for her birthday. So I don't know. It was a lot of fun. And that's kind of why the song is named that.
Yeah. So she is a Virgo, like you said. And it is, like I said, it's the longest song off the album. It's a total of 6 minutes. It is a whole experience. It's like a disco medley with disco funk with neo R&B soul. Again, great song. Great song. Definitely have a listen to it. Moving down, we have the song called Move. I mean, self-explanatory. Move out the way.
Again, such a good walk-in. They yeah. all are. Honestly, like, that's when I really started getting into this album, was when I started at UBC. Like, I take the bus every day, have a walk to the bus, a walk when I mm-hmm. get off of it. And I'm often somebody who's running late as well. And then I would have, like, songs from this album playing. I'd get a strut going. I'd be speed walking a little faster. So it was really, I don't know. And this song is perfect for that.
Yeah. I mean, basically, just make room. Move out the way. I mean, the first couple of lyrics of the song is move out the way. I'm with my girls and we all need space. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yep.
Getting off the 99.
Yeah. Exactly. Then going down, we have the song Heated. And I think this is like one of the first songs where we see Beyonce dabble into rap a little bit near the end of the song. But yeah, the main part of the song is that she's heated. I mean, hot and heated, you know. Woo! And that she's rich. I mean, she always talks about like Coco Chanel, you know, all over her, and how she had like this dress made by, I'm pretty sure it was her uncle that she mentions. But yeah, she's got a lot of style. You got to fan her off. I mean, for the concert, she made a specific fan.
Yeah, there's one of her merch items is a fan, and that was super beautiful.
Yeah,
and
that yeah.
was, yeah, one of the big things.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was one of the big things that, like, you know, I really wanted to buy, but I mean, I did not have that money. But yeah, and then that was a great song, and she kills it with a rap at the end. If you have that memorized, you know what's up. I mean, I do. And I know Sydney does too. I mean, we killed it at the concert. And then she goes into this other experimental song called All Up in Your Mind. We unfortunately did not get that at the concert. She has this, she basically chooses where she will play the big three. The big three include Thick. It includes, and I missed Thick. I mean, Thick is the song after Heated. Sorry about that. I mean, Thick, I mean, it's just about, you know, embracing yourself, embracing your body, embracing who you are. Again, I mean, it's seen throughout this album. I always feel like I'm literally part of a motherboard when I listen to this song, just because it's very like electric-y, I mean, kind of. And yeah, back to All Up In Your Mind. It is hyperpop. I'm not really into hyperpop, but this is one of the first songs I listened to of hyperpop. I do like pop, but I'm getting into hyperpop, I think, just a little bit. But I think the main point of the song is like, I know you're obsessed. That's basically it is. She's all up in your mind because you're obsessed. And then moving down, we have America Has a Problem, which actually samples a song by Kilo Ali, which is called Cocaine, in parentheses, America Has a Problem, which talks about drug abuse. But she samples it as in like just like the beginning of it, as well as like the title and a bit of like the background track. But she changes and puts it into her own, you know, message. She completely changes the song. She doesn't talk about drugs. She talks about how Beyonce is the problem. I mean, she's a problem in my bank account. Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, fair enough. I mean, Beyonce's the problem, and her love will get someone high. And I mean, I felt a high in that concert for sure. And yeah, it was just amazing. And then, yeah, just ending up with the two last songs of the album before we get into Maggie Merlin, which is super, super exciting. We have Pure Honey. Pure Honey was the song where we had the, I forget what they called it, the House of Renaissance Dancers. I think it was called like the, I can't remember what it was called, but it was a specific section of the concert that basically brought out all of her backup dancers, and they all did their specialty. They were voguing. They were doing death drops. I mean, and in heels, like.
And in like crazy platform heels. And it was such a nice moment too, because it shows like Beyonce very much like she's an incredibly talented performer, mm-hmm. an incredible dancer, but also that she recognizes and appreciates that in the people that she's working with, mm-hmm. and that she brings them out to each also have their moment in front of like tens of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. Like she's just, I don't know, she's incredible and has such a deep appreciation for her team.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Because like I think most of her team was part of the LGBTQ community, if not the colored community, which was great. I think really brings some representation to them. And in the song Pure Honey, she actually says like, study my technique, which I think is great for the dancers, because like I was trying to take notes. Like they were leaving me like jaw was on the floor, obviously screaming, but like jaw was down. I was, I mean, I wish I could relive that moment, which by the way, you can. I mean, today's December 1st. Beyonce has released her Renaissance movie in theaters. I will be going very soon. I'm very excited. But yeah, and then she finishes off the album with the Summer Renaissance. It's kind of like the title track, not really, because it says Renaissance, but it says Summer Renaissance. And it's actually a song sample that samples Donna Summer's I Feel Love, which I feel like we all know that song, which is it's a great song. And I think the genre that I kind of described it to be was futuristic disco. It's a bit of a a new genre coming in. But I think she might have honestly also even like kind of like been part of like the creation of that type of genre of the futuristic disco. But yeah, it's an awesome song, and that basically wraps up the album of the Renaissance. It's a bit brief. There's a lot of music, like I said, but it is a great album, which honestly, yeah, I mean, I felt reborn. How about you, Sydney?
Definitely, like, completely recommend that you listen to, like, this album in its entirety, especially if, as Oliver mentioned, you can listen to them, like, in order, mm-hmm. since then you can get all the transitions and everything going. You can listen to Church Girl, and Heated, as well as another one of my favorites.
Yeah, so. yeah. So, for sure, like, if you're gonna be taking a shower, you know, have some free time to spare, listen to the Renaissance album fully.
And it's such, yeah, I was going to say, it's such an album of, like, love, of, like, self-love, of love yeah. for others, mm-hmm. of, like, love for, like, the people that you're around. And so, I don't know, it's such, I love this album.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to have talked about it today.
Ah, thanks. Thanks for joining, Sydney. But now let's get into Maggie Merlin. Maggie Merlin is an amazing artist that I recently just discovered. She is a Canadian black, I don't know about independent artist, but she has been killing it recently with a new album she released in 2022. It's called Gone Girl. She's based in Quebec, Montreal, and she, I mean, it's really hard to compare someone to Beyonce, but she has these amazing like layering techniques, production, runs as well, and her experiment, again, the experimentation that she has with her music really just reminded me a lot of Beyonce. So I think I'm just going to get straight into her music. She has, like I said, an album called Gone Girl. It has a total of 7 tracks, which with Milkweed, Free Grills, In Between, Piss Black Girl, Children of Fate, Gone Girl Interlude, and No Ego. We're going to start off by listening to Pissed Black Girl. In like the description, she described it as one of the songs that she wrote during the 2020 movement of Black Lives Matter. So there's a lot of inspiration with that, and I think that's great. And she also talks about how she was listening to a lot of Caitronada during the time, which I can really hear it. I can really hear it. But I shouldn't leave you waiting. I mean, honestly, I'm just going to play the song. But yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Maggie Merlin with Piss Black Girl. You guys, how was that? I mean, I love the beat on the background, and I think she honestly just transmits such a nice message of being, you know, being pissed and, you know, moving on. But yeah, I think we have time for, I don't know, you guys. I mean, I would love to play another song, but we can play the Gone Girl interlude, which is a shorter song. But just before I get into that and move, you know, wrap up Discali, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for coming to, or like tuning into like my first episode of Discali. Thank you so much, Sydney, for being part of it. And, you know, coming in to talk about Renaissance. I really appreciate it. But yeah, thank you. Thank you to everyone. We're going to be doing this biweekly. Every second Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So tune in to keep talking about new albums and discovering different artists. But yeah, this is Maggie Merlin with the Gone Girl Interlude. And until next time, the next radio show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver is going to be Dave Radio, and he presents the Eclectic Lunch. But yeah, this is Maggie Merlin with the Gone Girl Interlude.
Break myself up into little bite-sized pieces, but not for you, for me, since I'm too rich, decadent and rich. Once I consumed them, I licked in I self as the president of the world, and I know I won't miss you. Yeah, I'm at the top. What is all that down there? Gone girls. Gone girls, come here. Come hang out with me at the top, huh?